You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to our show. This is the Open Mic, and I am Charlotte. We talk about negotiation and how to build your network. So today, we wanted to share about how to use negotiation skills and expand your network and reach out to people. You know, most of people think of negotiation as something serious, like business meetings, big deals, or salary talks. But the truth is, every time we talk to someone new, we're already negotiating. Not about money, but about trust, about comfort, about whether we feel safe to be ourselves, and think about when you meet someone for the first time. Both of you are silently asking, can I trust this person? Do we have something in common? Is it safe to open up? So if you ever feel nervous about meeting new people, it's not because you're bad at socializing. It's just that your brain is doing a mini negotiation for safety. And that's totally normal. So before we get into the main topics, let's listen to some songs to get started.
Off the game though, as I write these lines, about to switch from this old flow.
ポップソングです。
La vraie vie ne suffit pas.
sur l'aller, le retour. Oui, j'avoue que, quant à moi, j'ai enchaîné les faux pas. Mais c'était la première fois que j'étais là. Jamais le quand je t'appelais au secours, ça valait pas la peine. Si c'est pas pour le plaisir, tu courais après la nuit, le jour. À force de me vanter la folie de tes ex, j'ai fini par te croire à mon
Hello, that was the song Love Train by Miso Extra and the Love MAUVAISE Questions by Stephanie Bole. And now we're going to talk about the negotiation skills that used in our networking spending. So you know, most of people think of negotiation as something serious, like business meetings, big deals, or salary talks. But the truth is, every time we talk to someone new, we're already negotiating. Think about it. When you meet someone for the first time, both of you are silently asking, "Can I trust this person? Do we have something in common? Is it safe to open up?" So if you ever feel nervous about meeting new people, it's not because you're bad at socializing. It's just your brain is doing a mini negotiation for safety, and that's totally normal. And now, here's the thing. In negotiation, the rookie mistake is trying too hard to control everything. What to say, what to look confident, how to sound smart. But the best negotiations, they don't. But the best negotiators, they don't try to control the room. They try to read the room. Same with social life. When you walk into the party thinking, okay, I need to be interesting. I need to say something clever. You stop being present. You're inside your own head. You start analyzing every silence, every look, and that's exactly when connection dies. But when you shift your mindset from proving yourself to understanding others, everything gets easier. Instead of how can I make them like me? Try, what can I learn about them? And that's when the anxiety drops and the curiosity takes over. And negotiators also know something powerful. People open up when they feel heard. And that's why great negotiators talk less and listen more. In social life, the same rule works beautifully. When you meet someone new, ask open questions, like, how did you get into what you do, or what's the most interesting part of your week so far? You're not just making small talk, you are building trust. Because when someone feels that you really listen, they remember that. And that's what turns a random chat into the start of real connection. And one last thought before we pause. Negotiators always follow a simple rule: interest before offer. Don't rush to talk about yourself, your work, your dreams. First, find out what matters to them. Because when you make people feel seen and valued, they naturally want to know you too. So next time you walk into a room, don't think of it as networking. Think of it as a small human negotiation built on curiosity, listening, and respect. And that's how influence begins, not from power, but from presence.
smile and say, destino, my heart was sad and lonely in knowing that you only could bring my love to me. They were meant to be for you. Came along out of a dream I recall. Yes, you came along to answer my call. I know now that you are my destino. Whoopi has won for being known a destiny of love.
Welcome back. And that was the song called Steel Crossing by George Garcia and Destino by Pink Martini. Okay, so let's continue about our negotiation topics. You know, one of the best negotiation tips I've ever learned is this: ask questions that make people think, not defend. In negotiation, if you walk in and say, "I need a higher salary," people tense up. But if you ask, "How do you usually decide compensation for roles like this?" suddenly the tone changes. You're not fighting, you're exploring. Now, let's bring that into real life. You walk into a social event, holding a cup of coffee, looking around, like, okay, who do I talk to without being awkward? We've all been there, right? You see someone standing alone. You could say, "Hi, nice weather." They'll smile politely, and then both of you will check your phones in silence. End of conversation. But what if you ask something a little different? Something with spark. Like, "I'm curious, how did you end up coming to this event?" Now, you've given the other person a story to tell. People love stories, especially their own. Suddenly, the whole energy changes. Small talk is not meaningless. It's the handshake before trust. It's how you warm up the room. In negotiation, we call that rapport building. It's the part where you are not discussing numbers yet. You're building human connection first. And here's the funny part. Most people think connection happens when we say something impressive. No, it happens when we make the other person feel interesting. Ask, listen, react. Oh, really? That's fascinating. And what made you choose that path? Or, that's such a unique way of seeing it. Tell me more. When you do that, people start thinking, wow, I feel comfortable around this person. And that's the invisible magic of connection. And honestly, you don't need to be funniest, smartest, or most confident person in the room. You just need to be the one who's genuinely curious. Negotiators know curiosity wins more deals than confidence, because curiosity disarms people. It opens the door to trust. So the next time you catch yourself overthinking what to say, remember this tiny mindset shift. You're not performing. You're exploring. You're not pitching. You're connecting. And that's how every great conversation starts. All right, let's continue with some music, and we'll come back with our topic.
Space, I have no place being at all.